Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When Sudanese Christians come to Egypt, it's often because they're fleeing persecution or violence. But what meets many Sudanese nationals in Egypt today is uncertainty and danger. However, in Egypt, Sudan, and even Pakistan, we're seeing a church under pressure blossom in love and hope, even love for the persecutors. So let's begin this discussion in Egypt, which has hosted Sudanese refugees for generations because of war, internal conflict, and persecution. But the situation is increasingly dire in Egypt, especially for Christians. One of our partners recently told us about the mass arrest of over 300 Sudanese by Egyptian authorities. We spoke with two Sudanese Christians in Egypt who have arrest stories of their own, Faisal and Philemon. A translator helps tell Faisal's story.
He went once to the police station because he had relatives inside, and they arrested him and took him into the police station, and they were beating him. And the police officer told him that was beating him that we're not scared of the states, and the states can't do anything to us, and the states doesn't want to accept you.
Similarly, Philemon's wife was arrested, and when he went to go see her, the police stole a month's wages, but while Egypt feels unfriendly, going home would be deadly for most of these believers. Faisal says we can pray for courage for the church and for a hope of a future.
We just pray that God will be kind to us. We don't have a future here in Egypt. Our children don't have a future here. We don't have a future in Sudan. If we go back to Sudan, we could die. And the UN doesn't always help us with our problems. And so there's nothing we can do except to pray.
Next, we've been hearing a lot about the rising persecution of Christians in China. But Bibles for China's James St. John shares there's more to the story.
When it comes to China and dealing with religious issues, a lot of those are very local. Changing of leadership on a local level many times changes policies or changes the enforcement of policies. Some people are much more conservative, and then you swing to the other side where the government officials are excited about this group of believers being in their city because they've seen that they're making a huge difference.
Oppression may be localized, but the growing hunger for God is not. Bibles for China is witnessing the gospel spread throughout the whole nation. And how are they responding? Well, they're starting to work in new areas to reach each part of the church in China. And with permission from the government, they're equipping believers with the Word of God.
There is one thing that we can do, that we can make sure that the believers that we have an opportunity to go into these churches and facilitate placing the Word of God in their hands. And we know that when they take that home, that it's making a difference not only in their churches, it's making a difference in their home and their growth as disciples.
$5 puts a Bible in the hands of a believer. Get the details at missionnews.org. And finally, there's a few reasons why FMI's upcoming conference in Pakistan is set to be its biggest yet. One of those reasons being that this year, Christians are matching donations to FMI to help pastors attend the conference. But the money isn't coming from the most expected place. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
For one church planter to attend a conference might be about $100 per person. It's now a gift of $50 can empower someone with a scholarship because the funds are going to be matched from inside Pakistan. That's fantastic.
This matching from Christians inside the country signals to FMI that its work with pastors is having an impact.
Part of that maturity comes about in that they become more or increasingly independent of foreign funding, and they're able to replicate their faith in other communities around them.
And Pakistan's believers are doing just this. In fact, in Pakistan,
we have seen more than twice the number of people come to know the Lord in 2017 than we did in all three countries of FMI's fields of operation in 2016.
Let's be praying for this conference and for the pastors attending. And would you prayerfully consider empowering a pastor with God's word? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.